My name around here is Auntie Laurie. And I'm an overcomer. The baskets are being passed through the congregation now. That's for your prayer request slips as well as your giving. If you're not ready, that's okay. There's a table on the back with a box that you can put your prayer requests or your giving at any time during the service. And so, I'm blessed to see each and every one of you here this evening, your beautiful faces. I want to recognize my Kairos sisters who came great distances to be here tonight. And we are about to go into Hutchins State Jail in next month. If you have ever thought about prison ministry and are interested, there are all sorts of ways that you can participate in that, and you don't have to even set foot on prison property. You can come down and help us cook for even an hour or 2 hours or a day at the church where we set up. So if you're interested in that, that's coming up on Valentine weekend, actually. And just ask me, and I can let you know how to come down there and what time and where to go and all of that. Prison ministry, it surprisingly really touched my heart. I was not expecting that. Not expecting to be standing here either. but my Kairos sisters, I cannot even tell you what they mean to me and the fact that they're here tonight. Also, my biological family, my sister and her husband, my brother and his wife are here. If you ever want to really vet Aunt Laurie, that's the ones to talk to. They drove down from Oklahoma, and as all my children are here and some grandchildren. So I like to fill up a section just in case anyone gets out the pitchforks and torches. I've got my homies right over there. I said that to Uncle Bill, and he goes, they'd be the first ones with the pitchforks. So that might be true. Okay, surprise, it's 2020. I can't believe that it was a year ago I was up here bringing our first Serena Team Share the Message. No, I don't preach and I don't do sermons. I don't know what he's talking about. I just share my experience, strength, and hope. But time flies. It was in 2018 that Pastor John asked me if I would bring the message 6 times at Serenity Church in 2019. I went home and I told Uncle Bill about this humbling opportunity 6 times in 2019. He started laughing. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I said, that hurt my feelings. I said, why are you laughing? You don't think I can do it? Oh, I know you can do it. I just think you're naive to think it's just going to be 6 times. And... I thought he was crazy. But here I am. 2020. I do feel a little bit more relaxed now than I did for my first message in 2019. I'm a little less like the tin man. Oil can. And so my goal for 2020 is to be more like the scarecrow, kind of loosen the joints, maybe a little bit around the stage, but not tonight probably. But just be ready, Alberto. You might have to follow me. I don't know. All right. Last year we talked about the 12 steps all year, and you heard those steps read just a minute ago by Mikey. We read them in every service and in our Overcomers meetings. In summary, the 12 steps are, I can't, God can, give it to God, look inside, admit wrongs, get ready for change. I mean get ready for, not get. get ready for change. Seek God's help. Become willing, make amends, take a daily inventory, pray and meditate, and give it away. My testimony is that when I worked these steps with the support of a sponsor, in other words, when I started doing life God's way, It dramatically changed my life and my relationship with my Creator. Amen. This year in 2020, we will focus on the promises that come to us as a result of working the steps. The promises are taken from a paragraph on pages 83 and 84 of the Big Book, and they're telling the reader what will start happening once the Step 9 amends are being made. My home group, CODA, has a completely different set of promises. We use the same steps, but different promises. Promise 1 for CODA is, I know a new sense of belonging. The feeling of emptiness and loneliness will disappear. That's a bold promise. Can any CODAs testify that that promise is coming true in their life? Amen. But for our purposes tonight, we're going to start with promise 1 as we hear it in Overcomers. Okay, we are going to know a new Frida. Do you guys like cicadas? I love them. I love those things. Because they break out and they become free and they make a big noise when they do it. And they're green. Okay. Tonight, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. I'm going to talk about happiness first. The definition of happiness is a satisfying or pleasurable experience. I've heard it said that happiness is based on what happens. Happiness happens. Okay, it's so true that once we are free from our toxic life of addiction, what happens in our life is better. So we have something to be happy about. Our circumstances improve. We begin clearing the wreckage. Important relationships are sometimes restored. Gratitude and service become a way of life. We begin walking in integrity. All of these things make us know a new happiness. A quote I found on the internet says, happiness equals reality minus expectations. In other words, it is what it is. This is saying that happiness isn't just based on what happens. It's also based on how we view what happens. We all know that unmet expectations lead to resentments, and resentments are death for us. We learn as our recovery progresses that God is in charge of directing our path. We sow good seeds and we reap good crops, and good crops make us happy. Amen. But good crops are not guaranteed everywhere we go. Sometimes seeds are sown on hard ground, so our expectation of a good crop is not met. When it comes to other human beings, the crop is not always equal or fair or predictable, especially when we're sowing into someone who will never give in return. They only always take. We learn to release our expectations and base our life in reality. That is really bad. I know, I'm not upset yet. Okay, I should not have moved that paper. We learn to release our expectations and base our life in reality, being good stewards of the gifts we have been given. To stay happy, we leave the results to God. And I couldn't resist this. If I want to be as happy as Bob Ross, some of you probably have no idea who that is. Who does not know? You all know? Oh, okay. Grayson, you know? Okay. If I want to be as happy as Bob Ross, I must be able to see all of my life as a beautiful masterpiece, where even drips and globs and blots are woven into the landscape and have purpose. Who needs their blots and globs turned into happy little trees? All right. You are God's beautiful masterpiece. And He uses everything for our good, even the happy little accidents that didn't meet our expectations. I don't think we should reduce our expectations to the point that we are pessimistic. A pessimist is someone who has an expectation that the worst is always going to happen. So they still have an expectation that the worst is going to happen. I come from a long line of pessimists. Isn't that right, Richard? Yeah, you can tell by my brother's face. It's genetic. It's not natural for me to look on the bright side. But acceptance is not the same thing as pessimism because we accept with hope. It's all about perspective, according to a certain Serenitarian who now lives on a farm in East Texas, who I had no idea was going to be sitting front and center tonight. If Jeff said the word perspective once, he said it 4 billion times. It's all about perspective. If I can't change a person, place, or thing, I change my perspective to acceptance, trusting that all things will unfold in God's way and in God's timing. Amen. When life gives me lemons, I can choose to make lemonade. We had some lemons at our house this afternoon. Or starting at about 12:45, there was an explosion. And then all the electricity went off. And then there was another explosion. And then the neighborhood went on fire. And then all the helpers came and put it out. But there's no electricity for 5 or 6 hours. And so I hadn't printed my notes yet. And I have a battery on the printer and computer, and so we had just enough to print it. However, in the middle of it, I ran out of ink. And then everything went dead. So some of it's printed in light green and light blue, but it printed and lemonade right here in front of me. So, don't misunderstand me. I don't want to make light of the intensely painful experiences we sometimes have in life. There is loss and abuse and betrayal and tragedy in this life that is more than just lemons. When something like that is painted into the masterpiece of my life, my hope is that the Holy Spirit of God will be there to comfort through those times. There is a time for grief. And I might be face down for a while. I've been face down on the floor for months. Abusive relationships might have to end, and the loss may be great, but He will always lift us up. My new happiness is based on what happens and how I view what happens. And I had to use the cicada one more time because I just love those little creatures. So now we're going to focus on the freedom part of this promise, and which I mentioned to Lauren last week. I said, the message is going to be on freedom if you have any freedom songs. And she said, yeah, I think I might could come up with a few freedom songs. Freedom and Jesus kind of go together. So the definition of freedom is having the power to act, speak, or think as one wants. The state of not being enslaved. We prize our freedoms as Americans and especially Texans. Yep. This promise sounds great. Right? It's for us. But even Texans can become enslaved. Almost anything can enslave us and become our master. Whatever we were addicted to became our master. Substances can become our master. Relationships can become our master. Our own anger or self-pity can become our master. We worked the steps to be free from those nightmares, right? Yeah. We will know a new freedom. The Bible has a lot to say about freedom, especially in the New Testament. But the first thing that popped into my head when I began preparing for this message wasn't a Bible verse or deep philosophical concept, the first thing was, wait for it, Pinocchio. The story of Pinocchio, we probably all know the story of Pinocchio, at least the Disney version. The original fairy tale written about 150 years ago is a lot darker than the Disney version. There are a lot of people that die in that one. But we'll go with the Disney version, which came out in 1940. That is unbelievable. That was a long time ago. In the Disney movie, Pinocchio is a puppet. I just realized I had my shoes on. So, I'm sorry. You should have been clearing your throat loudly until I figured it out. Okay. It is customary at Serenity Church that we, because this is holy ground, and this is, this is a humbling and awesome responsibility to be standing up here, we take our shoes off. Okay. I was wondering why my feet were killing me. Were you like praying? Yeah. Okay. In the Disney movie, Pinocchio is a puppet who is trying to become a real boy. His good deeds, like telling the truth, helping others, and going to school, will help him become a real boy. Unfortunately, he keeps getting off track by temptations and ends up getting kidnapped and forced to perform with other puppets. And that's where the song comes in. Now, I put on the Serenity Church Facebook page that everyone needs to know the I've Got No String song. Everyone laughed and laughed and laughed. And I would meet them in person and say, hey, do you know the song? And they're like, whoa. No. I don't want to be the only one singing it. And so, the words should be up there. I hope y'all can read them. They're kind of small. Can y'all read that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start it off, and it's going to be off key because that's how I sing. And so I need you guys to help me. All right? Grandchildren, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
I've got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi-ho, the merry-o. That's the only way to go. I want the world to know. Nothing ever worries me. I've got no strings, so I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. They've got strings, but you can see. There are no strings on me.
That was way better than I thought it was going to be. Good job. When Pinocchio's strings came off, the temptation to do his own thing rather than what was right was too much to resist. He ends up using his freedom to go with his friends to Pleasure Island. Shay's eyebrows just went. Oh. And get into all sorts of trouble hanging out in the pool hall, playing poker, smoking cigars, drinking beer, and probably getting a tattoo. Pinocchio's bad deeds cause him and his friends to turn into donkeys. They were making Jack of themselves. That was not practiced or I, no heads up. I knew. He would fill in the blank for me on that. Thank you, Shay. Pinocchio used his freedom to have fun and do whatever he wanted, even though it was hurting him and his friends. We can do the same thing, but our Heavenly Father has a better way, a way of true freedom. Amen. 1 Peter 2:16 in the Passion says, as God's loving servants, you should live in complete freedom, but never use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. What kind of evil do you suppose this verse is talking about? Is it talking about smoking cigars and getting tattoos? I don't think so. The very next verse says, recognize the value of every person and continually show love to every believer. Amen. Recognize the value of every person. When we recognize the value of people, including ourselves, we won't use freedom as a cover for evil. But what happens if we don't recognize the value of people and we don't do things God's way? Well, here's a list, a partial list of evils we might commit from Romans chapter 1. And I put something very evil on that slide, especially for Teresa. What could be more evil? All right, so we could be greedy and cruel with jealous cravings. We might stir conflict and strife and incite hateful arguments. We could become deceitful liars full of hostility and gossips with inflated egos. We could become arrogant boasters and rebels, senseless, faithless, ruthless, heartless, and completely merciless. That's a grim list, isn't it? Nothing there about tattoos or pool halls.
Amen.
It's all about how we treat other people. I believe we are out of God's will if we use our freedom to treat other people as objects to get what we want and feel superior. 1 Corinthians 6:12 in the Passion says, it's true that our freedom allows us to do anything, but that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. I'm free to do as I choose, but I choose to never be enslaved to anything. This chapter of 1 Corinthians goes on to say that we are part of Christ's body and we are mingled into one spirit with Him. So we guard ourselves from becoming enslaved to anything or anyone by remembering who we are mingled with. We don't have to live with strings attached. Galatians 5:13 through 15 in the Message says, it is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. Our freedom is not in running off to Pleasure Island, making Jack of ourselves. Our freedom is in loving others as we love ourselves. I can love others in freedom with my overflowing cup of happiness. In Pinocchio's song, he said he had no strings so he could have fun. I've changed those last words for us. I've got no strings so I can love. I serve with heart from above. They've got strings, but you can see with love, no strings can be.
Amen.
Turn in your bulletin on the inside, right-hand side, and get your pen ready for some fill-in-the-blanks. It's going to be really easy because we're only going to be using two words, freedom and happiness. Okay. Jesus is speaking in the first one. I hope you know how to spell freedom and happiness because it's not going to be on the screen.
No.
Just wing it if you can, okay? And the band can start preparing to come up. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, and to preach to prisoners, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. That's in Luke 4. For if you embrace the truth, it will release more freedom into your lives. John 8. I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. John 10. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith and receive the victorious crown of life promised to every lover of God. That's in James. Integrity will lead you to success and happiness, but treachery will destroy your dreams. I'm going to read that one twice. Integrity will lead you to success and happiness, but treachery will destroy your dreams. That's in Proverbs 11. All creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children, Romans 8. So then, with this amazing hope living in us, we step out in freedom and boldness to speak the truth. Now the Lord, I'm referring to, is the Holy Spirit. And wherever He is Lord, there is freedom. Colossians 3. If we are painstaking about this stage of our development, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We are now going to have a time of worship and prayer. If you would like prayer, there are several servants around who would be blessed to pray with you, as well as anyone else who has their hand up. If you'd like to pray with anyone, if you see anyone with their hand up, please don't leave here without being prayed for. And thank you for letting me share.